From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The U.S. Supreme Court today cut back on the power of the president to temporarily fill senior government positions while the Senate is in recess. As NPR's Nina Totenberg explains, presidents of both parties have used these recess appointments as a temporary end run around Senate confirmation.
President George W. Bush used the recess appointment power to place conservative darling John Bolton at the UN over the opposition of Senate Democrats and some Republicans. But President Obama went one step further. He made three appointments to the National Labor Relations Board, even when Senate Republicans claimed the Senate was still in session. Obama said 32nd pro forma sessions were a fake, a legal fiction to thwart his recess appointment power. The Supreme Court, however, ruled that the Senate makes its own rules, and as long as it considers itself in session, that's all that counts. The court's four conservatives would have gone further and ruled that recess appointments are an anachronism with no place in the country today. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
This week's ruling by a federal court that states cannot prevent gay couples from getting married is already having effects. The decision by the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals panel upheld a lower court ruling that struck down Utah's gay marriage ban. A number of other judges have also issued rulings siding with gay rights advocates, the latest in Indiana, where a federal judge threw out the state's same-sex marriage ban yesterday. In the Marion County Courthouse, Harlan Wilson told WRTV-TV he's delighted with the decision.
For anybody else that's waiting or dreaming, this is a big day in Indianapolis, and I wish the best for everybody. I think it's pretty fantastic that we're finally getting somewhere in such a conservative place. It's about time that things are turning around.
Dozens of same-sex couples were lined up in the courthouse today waiting to get marriage licenses. Scrutiny of General Motors is continuing to mount. The company is recalling more than 30,000 new cars because of potentially faulty airbags. As NPR's Sonari Glinton reports, a grand jury is looking at the company's ignition switch controversy.
Documents released by House lawmakers show that high-ranking officials at GM knew about problems with the Chevy Cobalt ignition switch as far back as 2005. They also tracked more than 800 incidents where airbags did not deploy in the Saturn Ion and the Cobalt. GM executives seem to have struggled with exactly what was going on with the ignition switch problem over the years. The company continues with its mounting recalls, including the latest for 2013 and 14 Chevy Cruzes, because some metal parts in airbags may injure drivers. Meanwhile, the lawyer handling the compensation for victims of the ignition switch problem will release details of how much victims will receive next week. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
Fewer people were standing in line to file first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. The government says initial jobless claims fell by 2,000 to a seasonally adjusted 312,000. A down day on Wall Street. The blue chips fell 21 points to close at 16,846. The Nasdaq lost a fraction. This is NPR. A New York judge has denied a request by Argentina to extend deadlines for the country to repay bondholders. Argentina's economy had sought the delay, claiming that an end-of-the-month deadline to make payment to U.S. hedge funds could sink the nation. Lawyers for the fund have argued Argentina is simply trying to delay repaying that $1.65 billion it owes. U.S. court is ordering Argentina to pay some $1.5 billion to a group of creditors who participated in debt swaps in 2005 and 2010. Former GOP Senator Howard Baker has died at the age of 88. He passed away at his home in Tennessee of complications from a stroke. NPR's Craig Windham reports Baker was known as the great conciliator for his work forging compromises and encouraging an attitude of civility among lawmakers.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell paid tribute to Baker for his long career in public service, including three terms in the Senate.
He served as America's first Republican majority leader since the time of Eisenhower, and he served his nation with distinction as a member of the U.S. Navy, as chief of staff to President Reagan, and as our country's ambassador to Japan.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says Baker was well-liked by lawmakers in both parties.
He was someone that could do everything.
Baker rose to prominence as the highest-ranking Republican on the Senate Watergate Committee in the 1970s. He's survived by his wife, former U.S. Senator Nancy Landon Kassebaum. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
New York Appeals Court is refusing to reinstate the city's ban on the sale of big sugary soft drinks. The state's Court of Appeals ruling today that the city's health department overstepped its bounds when it moved to ban the sale of sugary soft drinks larger than 16 ounces as part of an anti-obesity initiative. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.